Hello?
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, can I speak? All right. Okay, am I speaking with Charles Eggert?
That's me.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Would that be definitely, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
46.
Okay, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian, white.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, all right. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress, you know, most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focused on? You say 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can select any number between 0 and 10. Okay, funding mental health services. Would that be not important, somewhat, or most important from 0 to 10?
7.
7? Okay, lowering rent.
8.
Okay, raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
4.
4. Okay, cracking down on illegal drugs.
6.
6. Okay, improving K-12 education.
2.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
2.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
8.
8. And protecting abortion rights.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. All right, sir. And okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one would be J.D. Vance.
You said 100 is, I really like them?
Yes.
Okay. 55?
Okay, 55. All right, Joe Biden.
10.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Donald Trump?
60.
Janelle Bynum.
Who? I don't know.
Janelle Bynum, that's her name?
I've never heard of her.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
15.
Okay, 15. All right, McDonald's.
50.
Lori Chavez, the Deramer.
I don't really have an opinion. I've heard of her, but I don't have an opinion about her.
No opinion. Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
20.
Okay, 20. And Tina Kotek?
70.
70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Republican.
Republican, Lori Chavez de Raymer, okay. All right, even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is that like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance. I wouldn't vote if I...
Okay, no chance. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as member of Congress?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. No opinion. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a little bit of information about your two candidates running for Congress. The first one will be Lori Chavez de Raymer and Janelle Bynum, okay? As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Raymer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and create a safer place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows, you know, that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, and serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is one of the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that, you know, hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Would that be sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds? It's okay if you didn't. Let me ask you again, okay, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum, or are you undecided?
I would still vote for the Republican candidate.
So be Lori Chavez de Raymer, right? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Raymer?
Nothing particularly. It's more just a general opinion on the two parties.
Okay, so nothing in particular, you say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so be just about the party, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Party. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about, you know, Janelle Bynum, okay? Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Bynum, Janelle Bynum. You know, for Congress, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum, but you can use any number. Okay, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the, you know, partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to measure 110 and thought it, you know, had good intentions, but she has seen, you know, how disastrous, you know, it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing, you know, fixing it by crossing party lines and voting within Republicans in Salem. To recriminalize drugs, Janelle will always put solutions over politics. Would you say that's not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Zero. Not convincing at all.
All right, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women had the same rights, you know, they did when Roe was still a law. And, you know, in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with the national abortion ban. Would you say not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
I mean, maybe a one.
A one? Okay. All right. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change it, you know, change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off the streets. Not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
One, but not very convincing.
Okay, Janelle Bynum, you know, hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own businesses hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Would that be not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing? But you can choose any number.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. A five? Four?
I need to ask you a question. How much longer in your survey?
Yeah, we almost done, sir. We're like 80%. Okay, the last few questions all right, let me go real quick.
Sure.
So, sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people can, opinions change. So let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
They're the Republican.
They're Republican. Okay. All right. And okay, I only have two statements. About Lori Chavez de Raymer, and we almost should be done with this story, okay? And I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Raymer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? Here's the first one. Lori Chavez de Raymer opposes a women's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women, you know, and doctors to make their own decision, putting all of us at risk. Would you say that troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, and the last one said, too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead. You know, while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems, Lori Chavez de Raymer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voting for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. I'm going to ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Republican candidate, still.
Republican. Okay. All right, sir. And just a few questions for statistical purpose, and we're done. What is the last year of schooling that you had completed? From first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college. Okay. And are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, or widow? Married. Okay. Married. And do you have any children or 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, three.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. No, right. Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, sir. With this, concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great day. Appreciate your help.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.